Mad Radio on a Friday. The Rockets made a huge move last night in trading for Russell Westbrook. They trade Chris Paul and parts of four first-round picks. Mark Vandermeer's in, Cecil Shorts in as well, for Seth Payne. Let's go right now to the hotline. Former Rocket Mo Taylor joins us now. Mo, you've got Mike, Cecil, and Mark with you this morning. The first thing, your initial reaction, is this a good move to bring in Russell Westbrook for the Rockets?
I think the jury will still be out, but obviously I think they upgraded in talent, because right now in the West, I remember when Daryl Morey said a couple of years ago that he was preparing for an arms race. The arms race this year has been like no other I've ever seen. So I think they had to make a move to kind of keep up with what was going on in the Western Conference. How it works together, I mean, that's yet to be seen. We all can predict, and we all could, you know, have our own ideas of what we think it could be. But you got two immensely talented guys in the backcourt. So odds are, you know, you're going to have probably the best backcourt, you know, in the league. So it's just about how they put together the pieces around it and what type of style they play. I think they're going to have to change up a little bit, because Russ is a ball dominator. He's going to have the ball in his hands a lot and play out of pick and roll as well, you know, as well. So I think they're going to have to make some adjustments, but I don't think you'll see just the same offense that they've been running the past 3 years. I think they'll make a couple of adjustments for Russ.
What's up, Mo? This is Cecil. I think they did a great job. I agree with you. I think it's one of the best backcourts and best duos in the Western Conference. I think this duo can compete with any other duo in the Western Conference right now. But just, can you go into detail of how do you think, I want to hear from your basketball mind, how do you think this will work? Like, what will they have to do? Because it's only one ball. If they can play with two balls, that'd be awesome. But it's only one ball.
Well, first of all, Russell Westbrook is not going to be standing in the corner waiting for a spot up three.
Right.
That's one thing that's not going to happen. So I mean, let's cancel Christmas on that right now. But I think he has to be dynamic. He has to have the ball in his hands. He has to play off pick and roll more. They have to get more movement. You know, and plus, Russ is a big guard. If you look at the way he played at Oklahoma City, he posted up a lot of small guards. Mm-hmm. So what the Rockets lacked the last 3 years was a real post option, a guy that you can throw the ball into the post and get you a bucket. Russ would be able to do that against smaller guards, and he'd be able to press the issue. And when I mean press the issue, I mean the Rockets' offense should not get stagnant. It should be constantly moving and fast breaking. It shouldn't be, okay, we break, but then we stop and we kind of get a little stagnant and we work for sometimes the hardest shot possible. I think Russ will make things a whole lot easier for Harden. I think he'll make things a whole lot easier for Capella. And I just think it adds an extra dimension. But I do think that the system will have to change a little to fit him now, because we've already done it this way for, what, 3 years now?
Yep.
Yeah, three.
It's time to, it's time to go to the drawing board. Not completely dismantle your philosophy, but at the same time add more options. And be a little more dynamic on the offensive end. Now that you got a special talent like this to add with another special talent.
Former Rocket Mo Taylor joining us on Mad Radio on a Friday. The Rockets trading for Russell Westbrook last night. I think the having Russell in the post idea is a very interesting one that I like. Just overall, Mo, how does Mike D'Antoni and how do the Rockets work around the fact that Russell Westbrook is such a questionable three-point shooter?
You got to change up a little bit. The game is not all threes. I mean, if you look at the team that just won the NBA championship, they weren't the 3-point shooting team.
Very true. Very true.
You know, the thing about the league is Golden State caught fire, and everyone tried to out Golden State. You can't do that. Their philosophy and the players that they had during that time fit perfectly. So they had their style. It created duplicates all over the league. So right now, you have to play to your player's strength. You have a guy like Russell Westbrook, you can't, just have him spotting up in the corner or slowing the offense down. You have to let him go, and you have to kind of give him the keys a little bit. Now, as far as his three-point shooting, I think last year was more of an exception than the rule when it comes to him. Because now he's not the prolific three-point shooter that Harden is, but Russ can knock down threes. And I think his shooting problems from last year, like I said, I think that's more the exception than the rule. Russ can shoot the ball, and I think that obviously knowing what type of system he's coming into, he's going to work on that a little bit more, and that's going to improve this year. in my opinion. I know he's going to shoot the ball better this year.
Mo Taylor with us. Mo, you were around when McGrady came into the fold with the Rockets, and I know it's hardly apples to apples, but what about psychologically for the star involved coming in and for the players currently in place to have that new star coming in and how they all gel together?
Well, I think with us it was simple because we had the most humble superstar in NBA history in Yao Ming. So it was really easy for us. I think now it gets a little different because if you put in social media and now you have every talking head, you can just see it right on your phone. I think it puts a little bit more pressure on guys now to play together because it's the it thing, you know, teaming up with somebody, seeing how you can play with this guy, seeing how that player can play with that guy. That's the new era of the NBA. But I think as far as personality is concerned, I mean, let's just be real. There is a difference in personalities with these two. You know, Harden is more laid back. He likes to do things his way. And Russ is more like an immovable object. He's more like a force of nature when it comes to, you know, his emotions and just how he goes about things. Is it going to have to be some adjusting? Yes. You know, if everyone sits up here and thinks that this is going to go unscathed, you don't know these two guys. Now, are they mature enough to, you know, use both of their voices for the betterment of the team? Yes. At this stage, yes. You know, a little later on, no. But it is going to be some bumps in the road, and you got to expect that. It's going to be bumps in the road with all these teams that made mega moves. So let's not get distracted from, you know, the very beginning if it doesn't go, you know, well. If you look at the Miami Heat when LeBron first went there, what were they, 8-7 at one point?
Yep.
Before they got going that first season? So you have to really be realistic and understand that it's just like any job. When a new guy comes in, he has to learn the ropes and he has to learn the people that's around him. So that's going to happen. But they have talent enough to where, you know, any stretch that they have, any bumpy road that they have, it won't last long. They got enough talent to fight their way out of it.
Mo, do you think that Westbrook and Harden have a good enough relationship that they can hold each other accountable? And then honestly, just I'm gonna ask you flat out, do you think the Rockets have a chance to be a contender or a true contender for the NBA title this year?
I mean, talent-wise, of course they're a contender. You have the best backcourt in basketball. But the thing is, you have the best backcourt in basketball on paper. Mm. You know, you have to show that. You have to produce. Do I think that, you know, they can ultimately win a championship with this group? I mean, they kept the core group. I don't know all the details of the deal. I don't know if any other players were involved at the moment.
Nope, just a straight swap of players.
I mean, that's a steal for the Rockets. Because the thing about, you know, everyone's always gave up too many draft picks. Well, when you're trying to win championships, you're not worried about draft picks anyway. You know, when the last time a first-round pick in his rookie year, you know, won MVP of the finals? You know, you got to go back to Magic. So you're not worried about draft picks. But I think it was a move that was necessary, like I said, due to everything else that was going on in the West. I do think they can contend. And I do think that they could, you know, I think they can find a common ground and work together. I think they're going to have to. Because the thing about it is this. If you look at Harden, the writing is on the wall. You won an MVP. You've had great regular seasons. That's where it ends. You know, it's time for him to add to that. So I think that both of these guys are kind of looking for that, you know, that extra, you know, going deep in the playoffs, you know, battling in the Western Conference Finals. They need that. They need that for their legacies, and they need it to keep track with the guys that they feel like they're on the same level as. I mean, that's what I believe.
Mo, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
Mo Taylor on Mad Radio, he says the best backcourt in the NBA resides in Houston.